This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good afternoon, Power Hour Nation, and welcome to the original Power Hour. It is 3 p.m. straight up, 6 after 3 on 15 February 2018, and this is Mary Ellen Moore. I'm sitting in for Daniel Brigman today. He's taking the day off, and I am so excited to be here. I have guest hosted a few times on this show. I am a partner in Free Mind Films. You may have heard of some of our films, but you need to check out our trailers if you haven't at freemindfilms.com. I am a little bit upset today, I have to say. I'm after the horrific news we had yesterday with the shooting in Florida. And there's a lot of news to get to, but I'm going to start out and I want to talk a little bit about this because it's something that is happening far too often. And, of course, everybody's got an opinion on it. And now all the false flag people are coming out and this and that. And, you know, I happen to think we should all reserve judgment on this until we get more information and until more comes out. But this kid, this 17 or 19-year-old kid has just murdered 17 people, and he was just brought in and indicted, and at the high school, he killed, opened fire with an AR-15 in the second deadliest shooting now in public school history in the United States. So I think we need to just talk a little bit about this, and I'm going to give you some of my take on this. One of the things that I am really upset about is that, you know, we have our FBI, who supposedly got a lot of information ahead of time. There was a lot of stuff coming out on Nicholas Cruz. That's the name of the alleged shooter. And I'm watching the FBI, who's gotten all this information on this guy, and yet they are too busy trying to investigate this Russia hoax regarding Trump that they can't focus on the real threats coming to them from some of these people that are mentally ill or just plain evil or whatever it is. But, you know, I kind of was thinking about this last night, and this deadly chaos is much more than about guns and access to guns. You know, when I was in school, which is quite a few years ago, people brought guns to school for show and tell. Nobody, you know, guys had guns in their pickup trucks. And no one ever took them out and started shooting up classrooms or teachers. You know, they've always been available. Guns have always been available. And there is a very, very dark side now to society, and it's getting darker. And I think that has something to do with all of this. Young people are taught they come from slime, and as a result, norms and standards have pretty much flown out the window, and kids are raised in homes where both parents work, and I'm not criticizing parents who have to work. It's not that. But these kids are left to spend their time on devices and these sick and violent video games with first-person shooters, and I think they've just become numb to a lot of this. And, of course, on top of all this, we've got this hollow celebrity-based society culture. And then we throw in on top of that, a subject that's very near and dear to me, is we've got 30 years of the SSRIs, the psychotropic meds, being pushed. And we've got an incredible uptick in suicides and homicides. And, of course, if you go to the websites of all of these drugs, all of these meds, all of them have suicidal thoughts, really horrific side effects. And I had it explained to me by my internist when I lived in another state, and she drew me a diagram of what happens to the brain when you are on these SSRIs. They were never meant to be on for a permanent, you know, for the rest of your life. Now, I realize there are people who are on them, and if you're doing fine on them, that's fine. You know, I'm happy for you. But they do change your brain. And if you're on them for a long period of time, or even worse than that, is people who go either off them cold turkey or they go on and off them, is very dangerous. Joyce Riley, who founded this show, was in a film called Hidden Enemy, which I highly recommend. It's about the psychotropic drugging of our troops, our combat soldiers, before they go into battle, and also our veterans coming out of there. And they're given a myriad of psychotropic meds to take, and there's really very little monitoring of these meds. And, of course, our veterans are committing suicide now at about 22 a day, and active duty military are committing suicide about 21 a month. So that is absolutely horrific and unacceptable. So I encourage people to look into some of the information and go online and look at these SSRI stories. And if you look at all these school shootings, almost all of them have been on some form of psychotropic medication. They're taking these poor kids, and when they're, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, because the teachers can't handle them, and they're putting them on Ritalin, Focalin, Adderall, which is speed. And then by the time they get to high school or junior high, they're put on the antidepressants and the other anti-anxiety meds. So these kids don't have a chance. And this is not a tiny percentage. This is a very large percentage of our population that are on these medications. So, you know, that's what I have to say on that. We are going to have a guest today, and I'm really excited about our guest. And he is an incredible activist. His name is Mitchell Gerber, and he's going to join us today to discuss one of the most atrocious human rights violations that's taking place over in communist China, a country that we give most favored nation trading status to. And that is forced organ harvesting. And it's going to be very interesting. I have a lot of questions for him myself, because I think a lot of this information is being hidden from us here, and I don't think the United Nations is doing their job. So that's going to be that. And then we are going to have, we will try to take some phone calls if I can. I'm on a different setup than Daniel Brigman and others. So we're going to try that as an experiment if Mr. Gerber wants to take some calls. I also want to talk a little bit about the gun situation. We've got a lot of guns in this country. Probably I'm hearing like something like 400 million guns in the United States. And I am not one to quickly to blame guns. Now, do guns play a role in mass shootings? Well, yes, of course they do. But I don't want to blame the guns totally. I think that a lot of people misunderstand the Constitution, they misunderstand the Bill of Rights, and they even misunderstand what our founding fathers intended for our having guns for protection. So I'm going to read to you a few quotes from some of my favorite founding fathers. In addition to the Second Amendment, I always believe it's good to go look at some of the letters that they wrote and also the Federalist Papers, because it's nice to get I'm kind of an originalist when it comes to the Constitution. It's kind of nice to get what some of their original intent was. So here's one from Thomas Jefferson to the Virginia Constitution when they were drafting it. He basically said, no free man shall ever be disbarred the use of arms. And here is Thomas Jefferson in a letter to James Madison. He said, I prefer dangerous freedom over peaceful slavery. And he also said, what country can preserve its liberties if their rulers are not warned from time to time that their people preserve the spirit of resistance? Let them take arms. The laws that forbid the carrying of arms are such of a nature. They disarm only those who are neither inclined nor determined to commit crimes. Such laws make things worse for the assaulted and better for the assailants. They serve rather to encourage than to prevent homicides. For an unarmed man may be attacked with greater confidence than an armed man. That was Thomas Jefferson quoting 18th century criminologist Cesare Beccaria. I enclose you a list of the killed, wounded, and captives of the enemy from the commencement hostilities at Lexington. In April 1775 until November 1777, since which there has been no event of any consequence, I think that upon the whole it has been about one half the number lost by them, and in some instances more, but in others less. This difference is ascribed to our superiority in taking aim when we fire, every soldier in our army having been intimate with his gun from infancy. What does that say for training and using and knowing how to use a firearm? To disarm the people is the most effective way to enslave them. That was George Mason referencing advice given to the British Parliament by the Pennsylvania governor, Sir William Keith, in June 1788. George Mason also said, "I ask, who are the militia? They consist now of the whole people, except a few public officers." And I believe that's what our founders intended, that everyone, all civilians, should be armed and know how to use the gun. And that was the original. They didn't even intend for us to have a standing army. And this is Noah Webster in 1787. He said, "Before a standing army can rule, the people must be disarmed, as they are in almost every country in Europe. The supreme power in America cannot enforce unjust laws by the sword, because the whole body of the people are armed and constitute a force superior to any band of regular troops." Another one speaking in, "Because the greatest killer of people have been governments. In the last, 150 years, government has killed, has murdered 200 million people. A militia, when properly formed, are in fact the people themselves and include, according to the past and general usage of the states, all men capable of bearing arms. To preserve liberty, it is essential that the whole body of people always possess arms and be taught alike, especially when young, how to use them. The Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States, who are peaceable citizens, from keeping their own arms." And that was Samuel Adams at the Massachusetts Ratifying Convention in 1788. "What, sir, is the use of a militia? It is to prevent the establishment of a standing army, the bane of liberty. Whenever governments mean to invade the rights and liberties of the people, they always attempt to destroy the militia in order to raise an army upon their ruins." And that was Representative Elbridge Gerry of Massachusetts, the Annals of Congress, August 17th, 1789. So you can see, in addition to the Second Amendment, we had a lot of writing. There's many more quotes that I could convey to you. But the ultimate authority, whenever the derivative may be found, resides in the people alone. And that was James Madison in the Annals of Congress. So he is Federalist. That was in Federalist number 46. And again, I highly recommend you get some of these letters and some of the writings of the founding fathers, because they make it very clear. Guess what? Hunting isn't mentioned, period. So we are going to be going to break here. And when we come back, we'll do a little.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
As the Power Hour celebrates its 20th year of broadcasting, ThePowerMall.com temporarily had to close their doors. But when one door closes, another always opens. Introducing an all-new ThePowerMall.com. We completely wiped out our entire inventory and brought back only what you demanded, with hassle-free checkout and first-class customer service you've come to expect. Buy from the good guys at ThePowerMall.com. That's ThePowerMall.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Texas Power Hour. We are going to, once again, this is Mary Ellen Moore. In case you're just joining us, I'm sitting in for Daniel Brigman today. We're going to finish up the news here and then go to our guest, Mitchell Gerber. And, you know, I was reading over the news here and some of it is just absolutely mind-boggling what's going on in politics these days. This whole thing with Adam Schiff, he admits now that the Democratic memo contains sources and methods. So it turns out that the GOP memo did not expose any sources and methods, and of course the Democrat rebuttal did expose sources and methods. So, as the Daily Caller Richard Pollack reports, White House problems with the Democrats' rebuttal memo on the surveillance of Trump associates are genuine, and the document could disclose sources and methods. California Republican Adam Schiff, the ranking Democrat on the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, confirmed. It's almost like, you know, they were so worried about the ones the Republicans put out, but then theirs was, you know, loaded, absolutely loaded. It's almost like they're constantly trying to bait the president and bait the Republicans. It's pretty obvious. So three separate lawsuits have been launched against BuzzFeed in connection to the January 11th publication in 2017, publication of the dossier, which states that Russian tech executive Alexei Gubarov used his web hosting companies to hack into the DNC computer systems. As part of their defense, BuzzFeed issued a subpoena to the DNC for information which might help them defend against Gubarov's lawsuit by verifying claims in the dossier, including digital remnants left by the Russian state operatives, as well as the full version of the hacking report prepared by the cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike. Global Research, the Center for has reported that the Center for Biological Diversity has sued the Trump administration for illegally withholding public documents, public records documenting the widespread harm to endangered species posed by chloropyrifos and two other pesticides, diazinon and malathion. In response to the center's 2017 request for the public records, the Environmental Protection Agency and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service have failed to release any of the likely of thousands of pages of crucial analysis conducted by the two agencies. The public has every right to know how these pesticides put wildlife in danger, and it's disturbing to see the Trump administration stonewalling the release of that information, said Stephanie Parent, a senior attorney at the center. We'll fight every step of their efforts to cover their tracks. And, you know, I agree with this. And while I like Donald Trump, I think he's a populist, and he has surrounded himself with a lot of swamp people. And while I am not a tree-hugging environmentalist, I do believe that we are to be good stewards of the earth. And these pesticides that we are using everywhere, including on our lawns, folks, are very deleterious to the health of our animals, wildlife, and ourselves. I think this is going to come back to bite us. So I think there needs to be complete transparency here instead of allowing Monsanto and some of these other corporations to just run the show here. It's very, very dangerous. The FCC is being asked to set a national standard to determine whether or not mobile and broadband in rural areas is reasonably comparable to service in urban areas. Is this a good idea to make sure that we can't go anywhere in the United States without broadband coverage? Are we just going to be inundated with magnetic, electromagnetic rays and microwaves everywhere we go? I mean, I'm not really for this. I think we have become way too dependent and way too inundated by all this radiation. But I guess that remains to be seen. I think this needs to be studied a little bit more, and I've heard a lot of really interesting takes on that. Oh, by the way, some other news, those of you who go to McDonald's still and buy Happy Meals for your children, McDonald's will be banishing cheeseburgers and chocolate milk from the Happy Meal menu to cut down on the calories and the sodium. So if you still go to McDonald's, and I hope it's a very rare thing that you do, just note that the Happy Meal is going to be a little bit more boring from now on. So, and also, the five opioid manufacturers have paid a combined $9 million over 5 years to groups that de-emphasize the dangerous risks of opioid prescription, according to a new report released Monday by Ranking Minority Member's Office of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs. Yeah, you know, this opioid thing has gotten so out of hand, and I think the barn door is open. It's going to be very, very difficult for them to close it. Purdue Pharma and all these pharmaceutical companies have paid an additional $1.6 million between 2013 and 2017 to individuals, including physicians affiliated with advocacy groups, totaling more than $10 million in payments from 2012 onward. It's very, very scary. Hopefully, I've known a couple people who've lost children to opioids and heroin, and I'm hoping this can be reined in a bit. Want to break? See you in a few.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Power Hour. This is Mary Ellen Moore once again, if you're just joining us. And we have our guest with us. His name is Mitchell Nicholas Gerber. Let me give you a little introduction, Mitchell, before we let you speak. He's an activist who has dedicated 20 years of his life to exposing and to help stop the most brutal persecution and human rights atrocity in modern history in communist China. The state mandated and state endorsed forced live organ harvesting of the Falun Gong spiritual movement, where hundreds and thousands of practitioners of the spiritual mind and body practice have been murdered each year since 1999 in China, sent to 36 death camps and over 800 state-mandated hospitals where their bodies are cut open while alive, organs removed and sold,
and the Falun Gong practitioners' bodies are then burned in ovens to conceal this horrific atrocity. He leaves no name, seeks no reward. All he wants is for people to know about this human rights violation and become aware and lend their support and consciousness to stopping this barbaric and inhumane atrocity that will soon leave the world's people numb, soul stirred, and shocked that this has been going on for the last 16-plus years. To fail to support the good and to fail to expose the evil in this world is unacceptable. Thus, we as human beings must have the courage to not remain silent, but to step forward and do what is right. Wow, I want to give you the floor here for the next few minutes. And please give us background, not only on the Falun Gong, but the whole idea that Communist China got the idea to do live organ harvesting. And also, you know, this is a country, folks, that we give most favored nation trading status to, and we have built since President Nixon went over there with Kissinger back in the 70s. So you go ahead and take it away, Mitchell, and give us some good background here.
Well, thank you, Mary. And thank you, everybody, for letting me speak and have a platform to share my heart and my true urgency. And I hope that I can touch everyone's heart that is listening to this transmission and this broadcast, because it is a very urgent time in all of our lives. So much going on, so much to cover, and many do not know about this atrocity, this new form of evil coined by the two esquires who have worked tirelessly over the last at least 16 years to expose this forced organ harvesting of the Falun Gong and other groups that are going on in Communist China. And I've dedicated at least 16, 17 years of my Lionheart. And I call myself Lionheart because when you really go and expose and stand on the front line and give all your courage, all your heart, all your tenacity, all your soul to a cause that not many people will stand for, not many people understand why you stand for, why you stand for, it is imperative to give all this energy, this time and effort to a cause that is so detriment and is so time urgent and time pressing in this world. And why stand for a cause like this, everybody? Why make this the center of attention? Because everyone as a human being, has a heart that bleeds deeply inside their bodies, that's connected to all the other organs of their internal mainframe, their internal God-given structure. And when we, as a human race, not as a gender, not as a creed, not as a religion, but as a race, as a species, truly become aware about what has been going on in Communist China against the Falun Gong, against the Tibetans, against the House Christians, against the Uyghur Muslims, where the Communist regime, the Chinese Communist Party, this gangster totalitarian regime that has come into power since Mao Zedong all the way up now until this day, has been sending these innocent people, hundreds and thousands, forcefully to these state-mandated hospitals, cutting out their organs while alive, ladies and gentlemen. While alive. No anesthetic, just while alive, for profit, taking their organs, selling them as the healthiest organs in the world, and then burning the bodies in the boiler rooms to conceal the evidence. This is a crime against the humanity that must become apparent and to be notified in all levels of government and all levels of courts around the world, and very soon will. So that's why I'm glad to be here as a guest on your show, Mary, and I'm grateful to be here with you.
Well, we have heard, and I have heard, I knew that this was going on, but the last couple of years or so, it's gone rather quiet, and supposedly, because of it being exposed, the Communist Chinese have said they've put a ban on this. Now, is that something you believe, that it's not as much as it once was, or do you think it's still going on just much more discreetly?
All a bunch of lies. And I tell you right now, one quarter of China's gross domestic profit for the last at least 18 years, since May, even early January 2001, even July 20th, 1999, has been used to conceal this evidence, to eradicate the Falun Gong, and to make the world completely unaware of what is going on. This money, this mass amount appropriated funds or misappropriated funds, at least 900 billion since 2004. And as early as, like I said, 1999, 2000, has been used as state propaganda apparatus in all the newspapers, the television stations, from the highest level of government to the lowest levels in all of China, and then internationally, worldwide, through all the communist embassies to conceal this. They also have their communist interests, the communist regime in the United Nations, in also the worldwide medias. They've bought out a lot of medias in the United States and other places, specifically to silence the world and the world leaders, to turn public opinion against Falun Gong, and to conceal this most dire organ harvesting that is truly still going on, regardless of what the lies that they're spewing and the amount of people who they are buying out to turn their backs, to see no evil, speak no evil, and hear no evil. But make no promise, no compromise, ladies and gentlemen, and hear it deeply in my voice. This is truly still going on, Mary, and will continue to go on until the world is really steadfast in standing up and saying no more.
You know, it's hard to know what direction to go with this conversation, but the little that I know about the Falun Gong and what I've read about it is these people, you know, communist China, I have a lot of my friends tell me, well, you know, it's not really communist anymore. It's a capitalist country. And I always say, yeah, but it's still done under the umbrella of a totalitarian communist regime. When I was a little girl, we called it communist China and red China. We didn't even refer to it as China. If we said the word China by itself, we were talking about Taiwan, Formosa. We weren't even talking about, so I mean, it was like, you know, ways that are dark in China. And not anything wrong with the poor Chinese people. I feel very sorry for them. But the Falun Gong has been kind of an enlightenment, something that has made them healthier in mind and body. And is that why the communist regime was so threatened?
You nailed it. Absolutely. Falun Gong, for those who have not heard or are not too familiar with it, it's a very high form of mind and body practice, very similar to yoga, qigong, tai chi. The Chinese exercises of Falun Gong, there are four simple standing exercises that are really beautiful and simple and easy to learn, free of charge, and really do wonders for the body. I know when I started to first practice, and I've always been involved in tai chi and martial arts and yoga and fitness and working out. And when I first approached Falun Gong or Falun Dafa, I was introduced in the late 2001 when I was studying international business at the University of Georgia. And my body was a little achy. I was a little depressed, anxious, you know, just like a regular teenager. Pretty much to my 20s. But when I learned Falun Gong, immediately I felt my whole energy channel, my whole energy system open up. I felt I could feel the energy and the blood circulate freshly through my organs, through my body, as if I've never practiced something so powerful and uplifting within a matter of minutes. And this Falun Gong spiritual movement became the life force of communist China. One out of every 12 Chinese national citizens, ladies and gentlemen, by 1999 were practicing. More than half of upper class society in China were practicing. You had the seven highest Politburo members of the government, the generals, practicing, and all their families were practicing Falun Gong. So literally, it was a household name. It spread through China like wildfire, became a life force of China within 8 years, just through word of mouth. So it became a very huge threat to a totalitarian evil regime, Mary. And everyone, you know, when you talk about communist China, don't be fooled by the skyscrapers and the luxury cars and the business investment, because behind the wall is a very dark den of evil, totalitarian, carnivorous control that has raped, plundered, and destroyed China, decimated 5,000 years of Chinese culture, wiped out over 18 million unnatural deaths.
Hold on for a few minutes, okay? Just hold on. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Okay.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We are talking to Mitchell Gerber about organ harvesting from live patients in unwilling patients in communist China. And boy, I have so many questions for you. I'm listening to you talk about the Falun Gong and how wonderful this has been over the years for the Chinese people, and they're getting themselves healthy. And the leadership over there then, I guess, has figured out that they can get some real healthy bodies to do this organ harvesting from. But my question is, so it seems like before the Falun Gong, I had heard of the slave labor in communist China and prisoners' bodies being used for organ harvesting even before the Falun Gong. Can you speak to that? It occurred before then, too, didn't it?
It did, but on a much lower scale. When David Kilgore and David Mattis confirmed the allegations, David Kilgore is the former Secretary of State to the International Tribunal Affairs of Asian Matters of the Canadian Parliament, and David Mattis is an international human rights lawyer out of Winnipeg. They first confirmed the allegations in 2006 that between 40,000 and 60,000 Falun Gong practitioners were killed, forced to organ harvested alive, and the investigative reporters...
How many were killed?
Between 40,000 and 60,000 cases. And then they became more conscious and aware that to receive organs on a specified date, the numbers just didn't add up. That the political prisoners in the prison camps were just too far low of a number to the numbers that they were receiving, and their numbers were just getting higher and higher. And eventually, when an investigative reporter, Ethan Gutman, who just wrote the book The Slaughter, and is now being awarded for the, or not awarded, excuse me, it was awarded a nomination for the Nobel Peace Prize in 2018, joined the coalition. Hundreds and thousands of Falun Gong practitioners have been confirmed harvested alive each year for their organs. So yes, to answer your question, Mary, the numbers of just normal prisoners does just not add up. To have live organs harvested and then transplanted on a specified date is just unimaginable. It's like taking a whole bunch of people, one quarter or 10% of the population, at least 100 million Falun Gong practitioners, putting them into a lobster shell, lobster case, and then telling people, yeah, just pick your lobster. Just pick your lobster. And if one doesn't work for you, we'll just kill another one. We'll just kill another one. And sometimes, because the investigators, under the guise of Chinese nationalists, would go and talk to the doctors, and they would actually call and tape the conversations talking to the doctors at the hospitals and say, yes, we're specifically looking for Falun Gong practitioners' organs. And the doctors would say, yes, absolutely, confirm conversations on tape. Yes, we have plenty, don't worry. Whenever you want to come, we can do it. No problem, we have plenty of them. Literally hundreds and thousands of Falun Gong practitioners, when the persecution started to become very severe between 1999 and 2001, you would have the entire Chinese communist state apparatus, the secret police, the military hospitals, the military police, rounding up large amounts of Falun Gong practitioners and sending them to state mandated hospitals and blood testing them, forcefully entering into their homes. I mean, this is unheard of. I mean, can you imagine someone from the United States government or wherever you are in the world coming into your home forcefully and blood testing you, saying, I mandate you to be blood tested because you are a Falun Gong practitioner and you're going to be harvested for a specified date? I mean, it's absurd. You can't do that. It's against all ethical, moral integrity, principles, constitutional law, values in this world. It defies all tribunal logic, and courts. And so, yes, Mary, this is going on, truly. It's more than beyond.
Well, I mean, the way things are going, and even in this country, with police state, we may never see it in our lifetime, but I really believe this sort of thing is down the road if we don't wake up. I would love for you to tell the story about, you were saying that you could plan these things ahead of time, because obviously if I need a heart, I've got to go wait in a line somewhere. And a very interesting story about that Israeli doctor. I found him fascinating. Would you tell our listeners that story about the Israeli doctor and how he started questioning this?
Yes, a lot of people think that Israel is behind the organ harvesting as well. And let me tell you, that's not true, because out of all the different countries in the world, well, how many, hundreds? Only three have banned organ transplantation and tourism from China after knowing and becoming aware about the Falun Gong live organ harvesting. And they are Taiwan. And can you imagine the courage to stand up against the Red Dragon? I mean, Taiwan is in the jaws of the dragon, just like in Hong Kong. The Hong Kong protesters standing up against the satanic communist regime. So Taiwan, I take my hat off to that beautiful little country who had such courageousness and heart to fight against that red devil in China. Then you have Spain, the conquistadors, and then you also have Israel. led by Jacob Levy, who is the president of the Transplantation Society, and together with the Knesset and the Ancient Rabbinic Council, the Sanhedrin, passed laws, Jewish laws, to say that any Israeli citizen is truly forbidden, absolutely forbidden, of going to China and getting a forced an organ harvesting transplant or tourist transplant from China and bringing it back. They actually are, it's written into their insurance policies, into their laws. So God bless these three countries, but that's a far cry for how many other countries that have turned their backs, and the medical associations and the biotech firms and many other places of this multi-billion dollar profiteering ring that are just still harvesting many of these Falun Gong practitioners' organs.
Okay, and America, the United States, has not signed this ban? I mean, we're not involved in this?
One interesting thing is that Trump, in early January, signed an executive order to go after pedophile, human trafficking, and perpetrators of forced organ harvesting in China. So I take my hat off to Donald Trump for doing that.
Wow.
As far as Obama and Bush, they've been quiet looking ons of, we will support, but we really won't do much because of the massive amount of trade. Now remember, you have the entire consumer market of America, Europe, and other countries in the world founded and operated off the institutionalized slavery system of mainland communist China. Where do you think the entire industrial manufacturing has gone from America and all into communist China ever since the late 1990s and the NAFTA agreements? America unfortunately hasn't done much either because of the contractual obligations, the pressure of the communist regime, and because they're so deeply tied to communist China. But Trump did a good thing to raise awareness and put it on the table and urge more of the Justice Department to do something. And I hope that really he falls through on that.
So what it sounds like is we're going to be going to break here, a long break as a matter of fact, but I could sign up if I needed a liver transplant. I could go do medical tourism over to China and get a liver probably without too much trouble, is what you're saying.
Oh, easy. Just pick up the phone call and talk to any one of the doctors.
Right. Now, hold on. We'll be back. We've got a big network break. Thanks.
Sure.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.